This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No more mocks. This is a real deal. Want to talk about the draft? Call, text, or tweet us. Now, NFL Draft Central on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Presented by Fiegel and Carr, your border attorneys, and brought to you by Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case.
This is really funny to me. Or interesting. So, we've got another voice now. Connor Hughes of The Athletic in New York City tweeting that, yeah, the Jets and Bills have talked, and maybe. And like all three of these, Lock and Fora, Rich Seminia, now Connor Hughes, all three of these times I clicked on the tweet so I could see the comments. And almost 100% of the comments are Jet fans because, you know, the two Jet guys, Jets fans are who would follow them. They're Jet fans who were upset. Because, like, just take Quentin Williams. He's a beast. Right? So, like, Jet fans are going to be mad about that. And I'm sitting here going, what a great idea for the Jets to trade down. Right. And, you know, because, like, fans, how do you function? Like, every year, there's not a straight line in players from the top guys picked to the bottom. And it's like we behave as if we think there is every year. Just this willing ignorance about it. So, you know, it's Jet fan after Jet fan after Jet fan. Don't do it. And I'm in here going, please don't do it. Not again, Buffalo sports teams. Not again, where you just do this almost unconscionable thing. I don't know, Sal. Like, it really, I will say, like, this latest report, if it's even a report, Connor Hughes, is basically just saying, yeah, they've talked. I mean, I don't see deal in place or anything like that. Right. So I don't know how nervous should we be, and B, how bad an idea is it?
Well, I think it's pretty detailed, actually, his report. He says the deal is actually predicated upon Murray going number one.
Yeah, well, and, that's a given.
Right, but I mean, like, that means to me that just isn't they've talked. They've actually had discussions saying
the parameters
we're going to make
of
this
deal
set if,
up.
Right. That's the way I look at it, that, like, this is pretty far down the road now.
Well, to me, that's the same as it's been. That if Williams is there, you know, like, we've talked. But are there actually terms? This guy's not saying there are terms.
Here's what's fascinating to me. Again, it's in your division. It's weird. I can't imagine either team here wants to really give the other team what they want and, you know, get a leg up as far as your division rival, somebody you have to play twice a year. And for the Bills to say to the Jets, yeah, we're just going to, aside from the Bills moving up, which we agree is probably not the more efficient or smarter thing to do here, to do it with your division rival and say, yeah, we're going to, you know, move up and give the Jets a chance to move down and collect more talent and players. And then for the Jets to say, oh, by the way, we'll just give the Buffalo Bills the overall best talent in this NFL draft is just weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you have to work around that, I think, is decide that both sides think they're really getting what they want. Right, the Bills think, fine, I'll gladly pay a steep price. I'm assuming it's a steep price. To move up there because I'm getting this guy. We love this guy. We love his attitude. We love his family. We like, right, everything. We love him on the field. Love him. Checks all the boxes. And the Jets are going, you know, whatever, we'll go to nine and we'll get this offensive tackle that'll really help us. And we'll pick up some stuff. And so, fine. Like, it you know, win-win. That's the way you got to look at it. And, you know, in that case, I think you throw the division out the window. If you think you're really helping yourself. The other part of it is, like, the Bills and Jets, I guess I'm holding out hope because I'm not a fan of this idea of moving up there. Nothing against this player, but I just don't want the Bills to do it. I guess I'm still hoping that the Bills and Jets are working together as division rivals because the Jets want to get out of three, and the Bills want someone to go in there and draft a quarterback. They want someone to call the Jets and go, don't trade with the Bills. We want Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, well, I don't know if you've seen, but if you go to Connor Hughes' Twitter feed, the tweet he had immediately before this one was, Jets have discussed with Raiders swapping picks 3 and 4. So that might be what this is, too, what you just said, right? Okay, well, if we are out there saying we're going to take the 3 pick, you know, that's going to help the Raiders come up and get the 3 pick because they want to make sure they get their quarterback and no one else does. Everybody knows we want to get out of 3. The Raiders want to make sure it's not to another team that needs a quarterback. That could happen as well. I don't know, but there seems to be a lot of smoke to this. These are credible people reporting this now. I mean, you know, Rich Cimini's a credible reporter who has basically said this has been a discussion. But we never know the motivation behind people leaking these things this time and this day in particular.
All I know from all three of these reports, all I know from the Bills side is that they have discussed it. I mean, I don't have anything more than that. And that is not a problem. For me, that is not a problem. Discussing it, and if the Jets are playing this out to try to get action, I mean, it's a little late.
Yeah,
I think they've probably had all the conversations by now, but if that's what you've got, I think if I'm one of these reporters, and I echo what you said about them, I wouldn't mention it if I thought it was only
BS.
An exploratory call. I wouldn't report it if I thought it was only that. So it's probably more than that. But I don't have that yet, and I just don't want to. What's your answer to the other question? How bad an idea is this? I mean, I'm probably talking next year's first. Not necessarily. I mean, would that be a key factor?
It could be. Like we said earlier, they went from 9-4 in 14, and they had to give up next year's first. I just, knowing Brandon Bean how I do and listening to him since he's been in Buffalo, it's hard for me to envision him giving up next year's first rounder in any trade. It is. So it would be, wow, like they must really be convinced of Quinnen Williams about how good he would be.
Right. I mean, they were so, I don't know if proud's the right word. Maybe it is, and maybe it's right that they would have been proud of the fact that they managed to get their franchise quarterback last year without giving up next year's one. Right? So that mattered to them when they were doing it for a quarterback. I mean, I just can't imagine you would then the next year give it up for a defensive tackle. However much you love the player, it just doesn't seem like a real good idea to do that. And, you know, I know if it were to happen, we'll hear about how we don't expect the pick to be until in the 20s or something because we're going to be so good, in part because we have this player on our team now and yada, yada, yada.
Every five years, we have that conversation.
I just don't. I'm not prepared to see it happen.
Well, I will say this on that note, Bulldog. Like, I think the discussion then does become, let's say they do something like this. No matter what they give up, like even, whether it's a first or not, they're going to give up this year's second, I would think, right?
Right,
I mean,
sure. If it's not next year's first, for sure, yeah.
So whatever it is, though, I do think that suddenly we do start having the discussion of, all right, they've made a commitment to winning this year. Like, they're not doing this to keep rebuilding. Like, they feel that their roster is good enough to be able to do something like this. The pressure's on, and they have to win, which is an interesting, fun thing to do and say, okay, well, here we go. Let's go. Now you're saying you're ready to contend. Now you're saying you're a playoff team, and you're going to go out there, and you're trying to win. You're not just trying to rebuild this roster. Now, the one way I can get to doing this, okay, is in being better with it and saying, okay, moving up, what does it mean? And we've talked about this is – the Bills do have 10 draft picks. Now, this is, I'm saying without giving up next year's stuff. The Bills do have 10 draft picks. And I've believed all along that Brandon Bean does not think 10 guys from this draft are making this roster. So he's okay with parting with extra draft picks in order to say, hey, I'm okay if I come out of this draft with 7 picks and not 10. And if I can get Quinnen Williams and 7 picks or somebody at 9 and 10 picks, I think Quinnen Williams and 7 picks is better.
I don't really look at, Sal, this trade as like a statement about this year, though. I mean, what it comes down to me is an understanding of value. And like your mock draft has Christian Wilkins at 9 for the Bills, a defensive tackle. Like, bottom line, this is, well, how much different is that? You know, plus all whatever else I have to spend. Like, how much different is that? If I draft Christian Wilkins at 9, like, I'm trying to win, too. I'm the same. I'm trying to win. Like, There is a cap on how many players you can have. You know, the first few draft picks they have are way more valuable than half the free agents they signed. I mean, after that, it changes. By Saturday, it changes a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, and look, it's a great point, and you're right about that. I think that if you, it's the point I've made about tight ends, right? I mean, how much different is if I can get a really good defensive player and then a Irv Smith Jr. in the second round compared to Hockenson and someone else? I'd rather have the first option. But on this note, look at my mock, okay? I just posted it, WGR550.com. If I would love to have Quinnen Williams, but are you telling me it's going to cost me N'Keal Harry, for example? Like, I could have N'Keal Harry and Christian Wilkins on my team. I'd much rather prefer that, as good as Quinnen Williams is, than going up and getting Quinnen Williams.
Or I could have Christian Wilkins, N'Keal Harry, and the second best safety in the draft, because I've traded down six spots and done added another starting player doing that. Like, how right. teams don't think like that is just beyond me. Some do.
We'll see. I mean, it's an interesting rumor. It's an interesting thought. I think a lot of things start happening this time of day, this time of evening.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot more coming out about the Bills and other teams. And by the time we even get there, who knows? Maybe some other team jumps into the right. into the mix here for that pick in the next 10 minutes.
The best I can do to not get really hung up on this and just, you know, ruin our show, like in here crying about it, is to hope that the Bills and Jets are working together to try to. It behooves them both. If the Jets want to get out of there, fine. The Bills have no problem with that, shouldn't have any problem with that. If the Jets are getting out of there, for someone to come in to take a quarterback. So, fine. Use our name. Yeah, we're talking. Sure. Jason Lockenfora called Brandon Bean and he told him himself, yeah, we've talked. No problem. Just don't do it. You know, just have it all be a part of the ruse. And, you know, I'll give you a lot of credit for card playing.
But again, like, I'm not reporting that if I know that. Because
yeah,
that's what I would assume these teams have talked to all the other teams by now. Like, that's just a given, isn't it? That they would have talked to all the other teams. So if they just had a conversation because that's a matter of course, that's not – I mean, I don't know the reporter. I don't have to be right about this. I'm not saying I am. Mm-hmm. But I just don't – you don't need to know. Of course the Bills and Jets have talked. And I think further about the division. I made this point before. You know, fans are telling me, like, oh, you trade within the division like this. And you waited on this too, Sal. If they're having a discussion that rates for Rich Samini and these other reporters, they're obviously willing to do something. I mean, the division point would stop at the front door. If you don't want to trade between the Jets and the Bills, you don't have the conversation in the first place, because that's something you've decided mm-hmm. not to do. And I think at least we know that they would do it.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case. And you know, again, but it is different philosophies. Maybe back in the day, you just never would happen. But let's remember, Drew Bledsoe was traded by the Patriots to the mm-hmm. Buffalo Bills, right? I mean, it did happen back, you know, 20 years ago and a little less than that. And it does happen once in a while. So, you know, if you feel comfortable and, you know, he's in our division. If it's a win-win, if you really believe it's a win-win, then I guess that's why you do it. Now, I do want to shift to the player for a second, though.
Okay.
As much as all three of us here are very much in agreement that, like, trading up is not a good idea, right? You just shouldn't do it. I get it. But I will say, and this is not a new thought, I'm not saying this because this player popped on the screen. I've been saying for a month, mm-hmm. this guy is the best football player in this draft, and he is fantastic, and I think he could be like an Aaron Donald type of, not the same style, but like that much of an impact on a defensive line. So if you're getting that type of football player, you're helping yourself. There's no doubt about that.
Right, and we'll argue about or discuss how much you're helping yourself, right? Am I any closer to beating New England if I've got this kind of defensive tackle? I mean, maybe that's not even a fair. They do exist, and they've been great for 20 years. You can say it, but maybe
are you
it's
any
unfair.
Closer to beating them if you have Christian Wilkins and N'Keal Harry though?
Well, it's two guys, so I would say yes. I mean, we don't. The key point is always we don't know the careers. Marcel Darius, who, by the way, mm-hmm. was a defensive tackle from Alabama.
And he was amazing. Highly touted.
Third overall.
He was supposed to be amazing, and he was really good, but he didn't show up for meetings. And, like, just right. who's to know, right? Who is to know? Who's going to eat their way out of the league? Who's going to really just
right.
kill it? Are they – that's part of what these guys are looking at, you know? That's
yeah,
part
and,
of what they're
yeah,
evaluating.
I mean, these guys would tell you that they're convinced that that won't happen with this guy, but how do you know for sure?
Like, you don't,
and it can
and
happen
that's
with
why
any
you
guy.
Don't do it.
Right. Right.
It can happen with a guy at nine, and it can
right,
happen with
sure.
a guy if you trade down or whatever. Now, right. I mean, to your point, Mike, I mean, Mike Williams back in 2002 was, to me, like, it was a great pick. Like, the Bills shouldn't be bagged on for drafting Mike Williams, but they didn't know that he was just going to eat his way out of the league, as you say, and be a guy that just wasn't motivated. But at the time, everyone said, this is a safe pick. He's going to play left tackle for 10 years in this league.
Now we have Ian Rappaport. Sources say the Bills have explored possibly moving up in the draft. You don't even need possibly. Well, exploring it is actually exploring it. maybe for a top defensive lineman. He's just, you know, again, they've talked, but it's got to be more than just a cursory call because these guys would not even bother to tell you.
Well, they explored trading for Antonio Brown, too. So
yes. They even did trade for Antonio Brown.
apparently,
they actually did that, and that didn't work. All right. Kyler Murray won. Like, this wouldn't happen if Kyler Murray, if the Cardinals
draft Quinnen Williams,
stunned everybody
and
did that. And Sal, like, you're paying, of course, close attention all day. It doesn't sound like it's definite yet, but I still think that's probably what's happening.
Over 90% chance, I think. It would have to be something here in the last couple of hours that changes the Arizona Cardinals' mind. I think all signs point to that. I think that was almost a done deal the minute they hired Cliff Kingsbury, to be honest with you. And look, I don't philosophically, I think it's kind of a weird thing to do. You drafted this kid, number 10 overall last year. You moved up to get him. He's a good college quarterback. He might still even be really good in the NFL. We don't know. Josh Rosen, he was in a poor situation last year. But I totally will not, I will not criticize the Arizona Cardinals for at least doing this and saying, hey, Cliff, we're giving you the keys to our organization. It's because of the offense you run. It's because what you can do with quarterbacks. And then you have to give him the choice to let him, because it's his choice. He can have whatever. He can have Josh Rosen, or he can have Kyler Murray. And for them to say, because you can't say all that and then say, but we're not going to give you the quarterback you want. And I think that would be wrong. So I'm not going to criticize them for doing it, even though I think philosophically it's a very weird thing to do.
All right. Are people over there and everything? Like, it's...
It's a little lighter than normal. We just had a few other media walk in, but a few of us just commented, wow, is this place a little more empty? They just brought out dinner a little while ago. I came on here with you guys. I haven't eaten. Oh, oh. It's they have turkey.
Chicken French is my guess. French chicken.
There's a whole bunch of stuff, actually, they brought out. It's really good. It's a nice spread tonight.
Are more people?
They'll feed us all weekend. We'll have dinner tonight, dinner tomorrow. And then, like, lunch and dinner on Saturday. So,
good for you. Wow, right, I might go there.
Yeah,
come on down, Mike.
Thank you, Sal.
Yep. Sales report, by the way, with us. Hang on, wait one second. I gotta find the thing. Is brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
All right, let's go to Jay next. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys, I just want to say I get what you're trying to say, but I completely disagree with you guys. I think if you have an opportunity to get an impact player like a Williams here in this situation who can make an impact on the defensive line, push the pocket, pressure the quarterback, stop the run, I think it's a no-brainer and you have to do it. Now, I would not give up my first-round pick for next year. That I would not do. But moving up and giving up a second or third round pick, absolutely. Somebody like in the field here, you don't even know what you're going to get. It's a second round pick.
You also don't know what you're getting with Williams. You also would expect an impact player at 9, and you are probably not doing this without giving up a third.
I would give up a third in a heartbeat.
You are probably not doing this giving up a third. You have to acknowledge that it's probably going to cost more than that.
I just said I'd give up a second. I wouldn't give up a first-round pick for next year, but I'd give a second in a heartbeat.
I know, and I think if you look at the draft chart, while we don't know what the terms are, it's highly unlikely that you would get away with this. I shouldn't say highly. Like, people are saying that this is a year where it's a little soft.
The value's off,
I think, a lot of people are going to hate this, and we like the Bills. So what tomorrow will be a lot of people making this point if they do it, and it's a second-round pick. Oh, we don't know who the second-round pick would be. You don't know who this guy will be. I mean, Darius was this player. He was actually good, and you went nowhere and then gave him away. That is Bill's life.
Yeah, you can't compare him to Doug.
Why not?
Why not?
It's the same school, the same position, and the same exact draft position. Why can't I do that? And the same franchise. What can I do if I can't do that?
Saying you can't compare to Clemson players. This is ridiculous, man. Two different people.
Well, I know they're two different people. Thank you. I can't. You can't do that now. I got 6 months of this now if this happens. Bills fans going, yeah, guys, actually, this is good. I mean, this is just our whole lives. This is everything with the hockey team and most things with the football team all the time. I'm sorry if I offended you by comparing a third overall pick who plays defensive tackle from Alabama, maybe being drafted by the Bills, with another exact same thing from 7 years ago. I'm sorry. I guess that's bad. That was out of line. Oh, the guy wants to, I'll trade a second, sure. Yeah, I'll guess I'll take that car for $8 and drive it for a few years, even though it doesn't have a sunroof. I guess I would do that. What the hell? When does it end with this team? Wake up. Who is trading up to three for a defensive lineman? It hasn't happened yet. So,
right.
If it doesn't happen, let's all just laugh at this.
Right.
This few minutes here.
I will, yes.
Oh, guys, you have to do it. Just, do you want to spend 5 minutes looking at draft history before you say that, maybe? 5 minutes. I do this every day. You want to do it once before you call in and say how good of an idea it is? Oh, only if it's cheap, though. What do you think the GMs of these teams are talking about? They know what the value of the pick is.
I don't have anything to add there.
Okay.
It's my turn. I mean, I don't know.
The draft is tonight.
The draft is tonight.
Hopefully everybody at the press room is enjoying their turkey legs and everything. Right. I don't know if we're on in there.
I hope it's embarrassing if we are. I hope they don't do this.
Me too.
Not just for you. Like, I don't want them to do it either.
I mean, what a... I don't even know. I just said it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 803-0550. This is WGR.
Typically, you trade up to target a player. Because there's so much depth at defensive line, I don't think you have to go target one of these guys. If you're the Raiders, you want to wait at four, and you know they're going to have their pick of a lot of good players there if they just stay right there, if that's what they decide to do. A good player, Ed Oliver or Rashawn Gary, you know, something happens and they start to drop, then I could see, you know, somebody from the back of the draft possibly trading up to go get perhaps one of those two players. Or if one of those linebackers, White or Bush, drops, I could see a team, you know, trading up to go get themselves the Mike linebacker of the future.
Brian Baldinger, former player, announcer. He was on the station yesterday, right? All right. Draft is at 8. The hot rumor is that the Bills and Jets have been in talks to trade picks in the first round, and the Bills would have to give up more picks. We don't know exactly what. The speculation is that the Bills would draft Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams if they were able to, and that, I don't know, like I'm just kind of stunned. I even forgot where I was in the sentence. That is the speculation.
I should have done all this part. I should have done the mechanics part because you're running hot over there.
I don't know. Because what this means to me because it's just a football team, what this means to me is if I don't like this, and I strongly don't, then it's going to be like another however long period of months or years, I have to hear about how like you just don't like it because you don't like the Bills or some such thing. Well, this guy's just always so negative. Like that's what I deal with, right? Which is all crap. That's what I deal with when I criticize them when I'm right. Not when I'm wrong, just, you know, also when I'm wrong, but also when I'm right. Because people who say that, they don't care whether I'm right. They just say it. It doesn't matter to them. It's just free. It's just a free shot. So that's what I get. And, you know, one of these years, I'd like to not have to deal with that. One of these years, I'd like to them. Actually, a Buffalo sports team did the smart thing. Wow. And, like, that is still out there, maybe, someday. I don't know. Like, this would not be it. This would be the opposite of a smart thing. This would be a smart thing for the Jets to do.
At least ahead of time. I mean, the best you can do to defend it is maybe the guy will be great. And if the guy is great, then the guy is great.
If he's the best defensive tackle in the league, and he has to be a lot better than the guy I would have picked at 9, and I would have picked at 40, and I would have picked next year, or whatever all that's going to be, he has to be a lot better than that. And then what? Then what? Darius was good.
Yes, he was.
And I went nowhere. Why? Because he didn't matter that much. I mean, he was important, but only so important. And that's what I want? That's what I want to do this time, too? It just doesn't work. You can't expect to win when you operate like that. And so I don't. I don't expect them to win because these are the dumb things that they're constantly feeding us. and just like, well, what should happen? I like sports. I like being able to predict sports. And I just can't get with this team because they're just never smart. Not never. I'm hot. You're right. I'll probably regret some of this, but you get the gist. It's just going to be an extension of this period of time in our lives where like it's just not reasonable to expect them to be really good because things like this happen that don't make sense. And then I have to sound like I don't expect them to be good, and people hate that. And that's the way it is. I mean, I'm not going to just lie. All right. That's enough of me for now.
It all could work.
Sure. Right.
Right.
The Patriots probably have the worst player in the league at some position. Maybe.
Sure.
They have Stephon Gilmore, the best player in the Super Bowl, who was very good for the Bills. And I was constantly in arguments with Bills fans who thought he was bad. Like, I can't even have the second conversation with you about anything if you ever thought Stephon Gilmore wasn't good. But then he's on the Patriots, and he gets burned by Tyreek Hill in the opener, and it's 1,000 Bills fans tweeting at him about how bad he is. Best player in the Super Bowl on the best team in the history of the sport. And they paid him all the money to go to play for the Patriots, and I'm arguing with Bills fans about whether he was good for the Bills. But because I'm probably too negative about the Bills, that's why. That's why I liked Gilmore. I just hate it sometimes. This is going to happen, right? This trade is going to happen. I mean, if it doesn't happen, this is all just. I mean, what is this? It's all just.
Yeah, I don't know.
Theater.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that I do this to you sometimes, but like when one of us gets like this, it can be hard to find where am I supposed to stand exactly? It's like I'm not going to just try to yell louder than you. I don't want to make the same point as you, mm-hmm. but I don't really have a counterpoint because I don't like the idea much more than you do. So I'm just sort of here, and I just want to stick up for the hope that all these people are reporting it. Because Bean is a part of the – he's admitting that they're talking, and so these people feel confident that it's going on, and in the end, Bean is just using them. That's it. It behooves him to drum up interest for the Jets in the third pick, and if somebody is going to trump the Bills to make sure they can get a quarterback and they're scared about not getting one, then I win if I'm Bean. Like that, I'm hoping he is – the opposite of everything that we're talking about here, and like the smart enough to recognize the value in playing the game and using Jason LaCanfora as part of it. And since you brought it up a few times, I think all those guys would report it no matter what. It's a part of the circus. Like they are paid to be in the circus. So yeah, they're reporters and they're breaking news. And maybe in the end, Brandon Bean will have Jason LaCanfora's back to the extent that he'll admit, yeah, we talked to the Jets, and in the end, we just decided it wasn't the right thing to do. And so, like, the reporters are, they're whole because everyone is admitting, like, yeah, I mean, we did. We talked. We got close. It got close, and then in the end, it just fell apart. And so it's all just part of, it's all under the big top.
Maybe.
I'm going to leave here choosing to hope that that's what's
okay.
happening. And I don't think it's unplausible. I think it's realistic.
No, but I think the Jets have talked to lots of teams. Yeah. And if that's what the standard is for getting it in the news, then all that would be out there all the time, and none of it is. You know, like the Jets have probably called everybody. And so the thing starts in an hour and a half. I don't know if I'm right either. I think there's a big difference. Yes.
Peter Schreger from Fox Sports just tweeted, I'd slow down on any Buffalo moving up to 3 and trading with the Jets talk at the moment. Any trade could happen, but it's far from imminent currently. That's Peter Schreger from Fox Sports.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Twitter.
thank you, everyone.
I want to thank my mom and dad.
Yes, thanks to the girls at Balcony. Adam is next. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, what's up, man? I've been watching Kyler Murray since he was in high school out in Dallas. I think we should trade up to that third spot with the Jets. And if he's still on the board, we got to take Kyler Murray. Ain't no question about it. He gonna be the truth, man. We got to let him and Josh Allen battle it out. And he's going to be the truth. He's going to come up on top.
All right, thanks for calling. It's an excellent idea.
Here's Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Great.
Should be obvious.
It's going great.
I think it should be obvious.
A guy either just pranked us or legitimately thinks the Bills should trade for Kyler Murray. So it's going great.
I don't know. A QB competition?
It's going great. Actually, it really is going great because like it's 19 minutes until my end of this is over, and I'm going to just go home and like slam an 8.2% single-cut IPA, and I'm going to be great.
Go higher. Go to 9% while you're at it. I'll just preface. I'm a big cauliflower fan, Choke. Love cauliflower. You put some buffalo sauce on it, fry it up.
Again, you have to trick it up.
Just say that. And what I'll say is I'm going to disagree with you on this whole thing. The whole reason why we're in this position every year is that we don't have anyone who can take down a quarterback. You get a guy like Quinnen Williams to take down Tom Brady and Sam Darnold and Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's why you trade up and get him.
No, it isn't. It's not a good enough argument. It's not even close to a good enough argument. You're assuming you know the difference between Williams and whoever the ninth pick is.
Nine.
Just for starters.
There's really a difference between the talent at nine versus three. That's why he's taking at three and not nine.
Well, do you think that over the years in the draft, usually that bears out? Where the guy you thought was the best ends up the best, and the guy you thought was the second best ends up the second best, and so on, at every position?
If Odell Beckham, then we're not talking like this right now. If Sammy Watkins turned out, we took a chance, it didn't work out.
Yeah, that's right. It didn't work out. Does that matter?
No.
Sorry, what?
It does to you.
Does it matter that Sammy Watkins didn't work out, or does it not matter?
I'm saying to you, it matters.
I'm saying it should matter to anybody who cares about them. The results do matter to me, yes. They should matter to every – that's what it's about.
Exactly why we need to trade up and get a guy who destroys the best team in college football last year, beat LSU by himself single-handedly. Ed Oliver, or the marginal talent between 3 and 9, is huge. So to sit here and say that he's not worth the 3 and to trade up and get him so that your division rival has to face him twice a year – it's insane to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't think of anything more obvious than to say it. And I don't know what your point on Watkins is, but if your point on Watkins is somehow it doesn't matter that it didn't work, that did you hear me 10 minutes ago or 20 minutes ago tell you from, like, my gut how fed up I can get listening to people make the worst arguments to me in the name of they think I'm just making whatever point I'm making because it's against the Bills. I deal with that constantly. And this is kind of how that goes. Odell Beckham, since that was your choice to use by comparison, I couldn't think of a better one off the top of my head. Odell Beckham is going to the Hall of Fame, and I could have sat there or traded down and picked him, but I didn't. And the same guy is going to tell me how smart that was, even now, apparently. And I just can't even tell you. I just find that really confusing and unfortunate. I just can't even figure out how to get to first base on that point. You did do this with Watkins. That's right. Thanks for bringing it up. What was the result? You can't either ever talk about this smartly without mentioning whatever else you're giving up in this trade. You want to argue about it.
And we don't know what that will be.
We don't. That's right.
We are guessing at what that will be. It has to at least be this year's second, if not next year's first.
Right. And so we can't make that point, but of course it's part of the point. The Bills did not have a first-round pick the next year after the Watkins trade because they thought Sammy Watkins was worth so much more than Beckham. I mean, just how – it's not even interesting. It's so obvious it's not even interesting. It's not even close. And if this guy is great, which you're going to tell me of course he will be, like we know, right, because it's our team. That always works out. If this guy is great – which he very well might be. These people know football, and they're going to choose him if they do this. They want this player. It's still only ever going to be about him versus the other choices. That's what Beckham means to the point. That's what Beckham means. Of course. Everybody, mm-hmm. 99% of people understand this, right? That's what Beckham means. and whoever would have been a pick next year, right, that you didn't have because you had Watkins. Even if this, like, Watkins didn't work out, if or did he, right? Now, today, apparently we're going to rewrite that because they're going to do that again. So, that is always going to be a part of it. I would just like to be able to like whoever the Bills pick. And now it'll always be complicated. Because the guy could be great, but if my team isn't great, too, then I'm going to be telling you, like, why did I do that? I'm going to have to wreck LSU.
If they do this. Yeah.
Right. If they do it.
And we're we're still a little ways away from knowing that.
I'm sorry to ever have to explain this. It shouldn't even need to be explained. Most people listening don't need it to be explained. I'm sorry. I should recognize that and not, you know, feel any sort of urgency to do that because it's so clear. Yet if people are going to argue about, like, that Watkins is why it's a good idea, I don't even know where to start. Is there anything else? New? Any other reporter who
haven't seen anything new. Joe, Peter Schrager's the last one, and that was pump the brakes, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right.
I want to thank the guy for the Kyler Murray call. I really do. I mean, that was really impressive.
Brakes pumped.
I mean, that was really something.
The Redskins are looking at a safety, though, if that interests you. They're interested.
All right.
If they don't get Haskins, apparently.
Okay. The Redskins have a plan B. That's good. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sneaky Joe coming your way at 7, and the draft starts at 8. It's going to be interesting. Again, this is WGR.
Shaping up here for Buffalo to be actually in a pretty good position here since the end of the first round. Certainly some defensive players that they would love to get their hands on are going to go a little bit higher than they are selected. But then there's some heavy linebacker need here around the top 10, and then you throw in what might be a quarterback parade craze, and all of a sudden, I don't even know if they're going to have to move back. I really don't, because sitting there at number 9, I'm looking at some really good options for them. Say, Donald Williams, the offensive tackle out of Alabama, and then potentially even Ed Oliver, defensive tackle out of Houston.
Okay, Trevor Sikkema on with us on a Wednesday. What's your last last chance prediction here? Last chance saloon?
That this is all smoke and that the Bills take the Alabama offensive tackle, Jonah Williams, at 9. That's my... I've sat here, taking all this in all day long, and that is my final thought, is that they're not going to trade up for a defensive tackle. They'll take Jonah Williams because he is going to fit right into everything they are about athletically and life-wise, and that's going to what they're going to do.
Okay. Joe, you want to make – well, Joe's on after us, so maybe he'll make his predictions then.
No, I'll give it to you now. I really think this is kind of proof that they have a – They have a big want to fill that defensive tackle position that early. I don't necessarily think this trade's going to end up happening, so I think Christian Wilkins, Sal's had him in his last 2 mock drafts. I think he'd be my guess right now.
Okay.
At 9.
How about you?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. That's my prediction. I don't know either. Stay tuned for Sneaky Joe. Thanks for listening. We'll be here tomorrow, and I think.
Yes.
I don't know. Did today go well?
I wouldn't miss it.
What's the point here, right? All right. Enjoy the draft tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Gentlemen, be free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.